The Special Rapporteur on Child Protection says she shares the concerns raised by a district court judge over the welfare of some children in the care system here. Keelan Gallagher was speaking following the publication of a letter sent by Judge Dermot Sims in May of this year after he had been told in court by TUSLA of an unprecedented crisis facing it because, he said, of a lack of properly regulated placements for foster care, residential placements and special care, as well as unfilled posts in the Child and Family Agency due to a shortage of qualified personnel and staff retention issues. On one date, at the end of April, there were almost 130 vulnerable children being accommodated in what are known as special emergency arrangements, such as holiday centres, hotels or B&Bs. The letter was sent to four ministers, a number of relevant state bodies and an Oireachtas committee, calling for immediate and coordinated action to remedy the current crisis and warning of the likelihood of future legal challenges as a result of what he described as current systemic shortcomings. Here's what the Special Rapporteur on Child Protection, Keelan Gallagher, told us this lunchtime.
From my perspective, all of those ministers and public bodies who were written to, I'm also going to engage with them to get their response to his letter of the 17th of May and to understand what needs to be done. I do think an important issue is that child protection is not a silo issue which relates solely to the Department for Children, Equality, Disability, Integration and Youth. It's a cross-cutting issue, and Judge Sims' letter reflects that. It's an issue which relates to health, relates to public expenditure and resources, relates to TUSLA, relates to HICWA and so on. And that's why his letter being sent in the way that it has been to a wide range of bodies reflects what is obviously a growing concern on his part, and that there is a crisis which requires a cross-cutting governmental response.
That's Keelan Gallagher, the Special Rapporteur on Child Protection. We can speak now to Sinn Féin's Kathleen Funchen. She's chair of the Committee on Children, Disability, Equality and Integration. Kathleen Funchen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
The significance of the judge's letter in your view?
Yeah, I do think it's very significant, and I actually really welcome it, because I do think that those of us who are engaged in, constituency work, dealing with constituents who have children in care or who are foster parents or, you know, children maybe who've come through the care system. And obviously, you know, in relation to the Children's Committee, we're engaged with topics like this on a regular basis. So I have to say, while it's upsetting to say, I'm not actually shocked by this at all. And I actually think for me, that's probably one of the worst things in a way, because the system is in crisis, and probably that's a bit of an understatement as well, because really we know that we don't have the required social workers, and that's just one part of it. And I would really agree with what the Child Rapporteur says there in relation to we need to see a number of different things happen here now. Like, it's not just social workers, obviously, is one very key aspect to it, and I think that leads to consistency in care when you have one allocated social worker and that person is not changing. And we know as well that a huge amount of children actually don't have an allocated social worker. And recently I put that question to Minister O'Gorman in the Dáil, and for a lot of these cases they can't actually tell us how long children have gone without an allocated social worker. So even the data is sketchy, to say the least. So really, I'm concerned, but I'm not shocked. But I do welcome this, because I think it's put it into a different kind of sphere now, and I think it's given it maybe long overdue attention that's needed. So I'm glad that it's raised these questions.
According to the Child Law Project, Judge Sims sent this letter in May to four ministers, a number of relevant state bodies and an Oireachtas committee, calling for immediate and coordinated action. Was it your committee that he wrote to?
I would have imagined that it was our committee. Now, I double-checked today, because we hadn't actually received it, and I double-checked before coming on air, and we don't seem to have received that letter. But I would say, regardless of that, this is a very important issue, and we want to address it, and we want to have the relevant people in front of us in our committee. So we would see that as being the minister, and we would see that as being TUSLA. But I would say as well that what we actually do need to see happen here is we need to see increased family support for maybe children and families that are at vulnerable of going into the care system, to see can we actually prevent that happening. And then when children do go into care, we need to ensure that they have a social worker, that they have a guardian ad litem, which is somebody who advocates for the child, and that they are placed in suitable placements, not some of these residential centres that are totally and utterly unsuitable.
The child law expert Catherine Ghent, speaking to Philip Boucher-Hayes earlier today, was referencing TUSLA's model, Signs and Safety for Intervention in Families. Basically, she was saying that it's being overinterpreted, that children are being left in dangerous family situations for far too long, often because there is nowhere else to send them. There's a lack of, as you said, social workers, but there's a lack of places to put children who need help, particularly foster families.
Yeah, and I would say that if you look at the advocacy groups that represent foster carers and foster families, they have been calling for, you know, additional supports and additional resources for a very long time. So obviously we know we're not going to encourage people into fostering if they don't feel supported. You know, they need to have the supports that are needed. A lot of children who are in care, who come into care, may have additional needs. We know that there's a difficulty accessing, you know, physiotherapy, speech and language. So we need to ensure that the supports are there for foster families in order to be able to care for children. But okay. I do think as well, we need to go right back to the very basics and see, can we prevent some of these situations from happening in terms of you know, family support, but also, you know, our committee launched a report last week on youth work. For example, there's the sector engaged with young people, potentially helping people at various crisis points of their life when they're in that kind of critical teenage years. Okay. And that's an under-resourced sector. We need to see all of this. You know, I do think, you know, some of us thought when a child poverty unit was set up within the Department of the Taoiseach, we'd see some of these changes, but it hasn't happened yet. So I would urge government and ministers in advance of the budget to really take this issue seriously.
Catherine Funchon, Chair of the Committee on Children, Disability, Equality and Integration, thank you for speaking with us. More on the news at 1 after this break.